Good morning. Okay. I heard a song recently.
我最近听了一首歌。
And it says, "Have I told you lately that I love you?"
啊，就是我最近跟你说过我爱你吗？
Have I told you lately that I love you, church? Not yet. Okay. Well, I love you.
啊，我爱你们。
I love you, church.
教会的弟兄姐妹，我们爱你。
It seems like it might be easier for us to say to the Lord, "Lord, I love you," but we have a harder time saying that to other people. So I want to say to you this morning, I love you. All right, amen. All right.
有的时候看起来我们更容易跟神说我爱你，但是彼此更难说出口。
And good morning to let's all say good morning to everybody online this morning.They're still our family. We,
也跟我们线上的家人说早上好。
I think there's a lot of different things that we've been experiencing together as a church.
我想我们作为一个教会经历了许多的事情。
We don't often get to talk to one another about it.
我们并不常能够彼此交谈。
Even our brother this morning, Hui Gang, just sat next to me right here just to ask me how I'm doing and how our family is going through all the things that I'm facing.
今天早上慧刚坐在我身边，他问我我和家人最近情况怎么样，我们经历的这一切的事情我们都还好吗？
I'm sure.Pastor James and his family, with the recent passing of his father, people are asking him how they are doing.
我也知道，因为范长老的父亲最近过世了，我们许多弟兄姐妹也关心他们，也问他们怎么样。
We may not. I don't know if Michael and Mabel have people asking them how are they doing.
大家也会去关心 Michael 和 Mabel， 问他们还好吗？
We may not always be as verbal to express that, but I know we are experiencing these things together as a church.
我们并不是每个人都能够用言语表达，但我相信作为教会大家庭，我们都彼此关怀。
And I think that one of the things that I was led to bring to our church this morning,
今天早上神感动我要跟大家分享的是
is just the concept of grieving.
就是悲伤这个概念。
Mourning,
哀痛
sadness,
难过
Biblically, we see this concept of lamenting. Right? Right?
在圣经里面我们也看到哀歌这个词
You know, I remember that when my children were young,
我记得我孩子还小的时候
with one of my children, I think it might have been at the library.
我记得跟他们中的一个在图书馆。
But we were reading a book together.
我们一起念一本书。
And the book was about a family that was going on a journey, I think, to find or hunt down a bear.
我觉得好像是一家人。我记得大概是他们要一起去捕猎一头熊。
So on this journey, they experienced many different obstacles along the way.
所以他们在路途上遇到了许多不同的障碍。
Whether it was like tall grass,
有的是高高的草，
or a stream to cross,
或者要跨过一条河，
or a rocks to go over,
或者有一些石头。
And then there was like this constant theme that went throughout the book.
整本书从头到尾有这么一个共同的主题。
The family or the kids would say, "Let's go over it."
家人或者小朋友会说，让我们跨过它。
And they would say, "No, we can't go over it."
然后就说，哎呀，我们跨过不了。
Let's go around it.
那我们就绕过它。
No, we can't go around it.
我们也绕不了。
Let's skip past it.
让我们跳过它。
No, we can't skip past it.
然后我们也跳不了。
And so what they would have to conclude as a family,
最后这一家人只好下了一个结论,
is that they would say, we have to go through it.
也就是我们不得不穿过它。
They would have to go through it together.
他们必须要一起穿过, 行过。
Not skip past it.
跳不过。
not go around it.
绕不过。
No, they have to go through it together.
他们不得不一起穿过。
There's a psalm that is probably the most memorized psalm, Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇也许是我们最大家最会背的一篇。
And it begins by saying what? The Lord is my shepherd.
他一开始说到耶和华是我的牧者。
And then the psalmist goes on in verse 4 and says, even though I walk through the what? Valley of the shadow of death.
诗人接着说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
He says, I will fear no evil.
也不怕遭害。
See, even in this psalm, the psalmist recognizes and says, even though I walk what? Through the valley.
所以你看诗人也提到我们行过幽谷。
Highlight that word through in your Bible, circle it.
我们把这个词圈出来。
Even though I walk through the valley.
我虽然行过。
He doesn't say,even though I skip past the valley.
他没有说我虽然跳过这幽谷。
He doesn't say even though I go around the valley.
也没有说我绕过幽谷。
He says even though I walk through the valley.
他说我虽然行过幽谷。
I will fear no evil.
我不怕遭害。
Why? Why does he fear no evil?
为什么呢？为什么他不怕遭害？
Because You are what? With me.
因为你与我同在。
I am able to go through the valley because you are with me.
我能够行过幽谷，因为你与我同在。
The picture of going through the valley.
行过幽谷的这幅画面。
Is facing loss in life.
就是我们在生命中面对失丧。
When we face disappointments.
失望。
The Lord does not want us to skip past the valley.
神不是要我们跳过幽谷。
Or to go around the valley.
或者绕过幽谷。
He wants to walk with us.Through the valley.
他想要与我们同行，穿过幽谷。
Jesus walks with us through the valley.
耶稣与我们同行，过幽谷。
And I believe that as we are going through all of these different things as a church,
我相信我们作为一个教会，一起经历这许多的事情。
Not everyone is experiencing the same way.
不是每一个人都有同样的经历。
But I believe that many of us are facing and experiencing loss in some form or another.
但我相信我们每一个人都面对着某一种的失去。
To walk through the valley of the shadow of death is to walk through.The experience of loss.
行过死荫的幽谷的意思就是说，我们要经历一些失丧、失去、损失。
And let me just tell you from the get-go this morning that we all experience seasons or times in our life where we face loss.
所以我想要一开始就跟大家说，我们每个人都在生命中经历过这种失丧的季节。
Usually, when we think about losses in life.
通常我们想到生命中的失去。
We think first about the loss of a loved one.
我们首先想到的是失去亲人。
That's what we think about first.
这是我们首先想到的。
But the reality is that we face losses of many different kinds in life.
但实际上我们在生命中还面对许多不同的其他的损失。
And because of sin in the world,
因着世间的罪。
Our life is full of losses.
我们的生命都充满了损失。
So not only is there a loss of a loved one.
所以我们不但可能会失去所爱的人。
We experience the loss of health.
我们也有可能健康受损。
The loss of financial security.
财务保障受损。
The loss of even a pet.
甚至一个宠物。
The loss of a close relationship that we once had.
或者我们曾经有的一段亲密的关系失去了。
Even the loss of a dream that we hold dear.
或者我们心中念念不忘的一个梦想也失落了。
So I believe that God is wanting to teach us how to learn how to experience loss.
所以我相信神想要我们学习如何来经历失丧。
Because when there is loss, there is this thing called grief.
因为每当我们失去的时候，我们就会悲伤悲哀。
Grief is just a natural reaction to loss.
悲哀是对失丧的一个自然的反应。
Grief is an emotion.
悲哀是一种情绪。
And grief happens when I lose someone or something that I hold very dear to me.
悲伤就是当我失去了我所亲爱的人或事的时候一种情感的反应。
I shared with Hui Gang just earlier.
今天早上我跟慧刚分享
We all experience this loss.
我们每个人都会经历失去
Sometimes we describe that as God, he said, God changes our plans.
他说有的神改变了我们的计划
But that means that sometimes we had a plan, we had a dream that we held so dearly.
那也就意味着有一些计划有一些梦想是对我们来讲很重要的
We love this dream.
我们爱这个梦想。
But when we lose that dream,
当我们失去这个梦想的时候
when God changes the plans,
当神改变我们的计划的时候
that loss leads to a natural reaction of grief.
这种损失就让我们有一种自然的反应，就是哀痛。
So when there is loss of something that I hold so dearly,
当我失去了我所亲爱的东西或人的时候
The natural reaction that God gives us is grief.
神赐给我们自然的反应是哀伤。
When there is loss of a loved one,
当我们失去所爱的人
there's grief.
我们哀痛。
When there's loss of health,
失去健康
there's grief.
我们哀痛。
When there's loss of a dream,
失去梦想
there's grief.
我们也哀痛。
And oftentimes there are losses that are even kept very, very privately.
也常常我们会有一些非常私人的一些损失。
And these type of losses sometimes can be so heavy, and then the grief that ought to result in is very heavy.
所以呢，有的时候我们经历这样的，失去的时候，这是很沉重的。我们的哀痛也是很深切的。
The grief of infertility.
比如说，不孕的哀痛。
The grief of miscarriage.
或是流产的哀痛。
The grief of not receiving the type of love that you so long or so desire for from your spouse or from another person that you want to receive love from.
或者是当你得不到从你的配偶或是其他你所爱的人那里回应的爱的时候，那种悲伤。
Maybe sometimes the grief of a personal sin.
或者是你个人的罪所带来的哀伤。
These are enormous losses.
这些都是极其巨大的损失。
And that's why God gives us grief.
这就是为什么神赐给我们哀痛。
The natural emotion that God has given to us when there is a loss is to grieve.
神赐给我们面对损失的时候的自然的感情的反应就是哀痛。
When we lose something that we were holding on to so dearly, there is grief that we ought to experience.
当我们失去对我们来讲如此重要的人事物的时候，我们自然的反应就是哀痛。
Yet I don't think we really understand that God gave us grief.
但我觉得我们并不真正理解神所赐给我们的哀痛。
In fact, it might even be that for the better part of our lives, we never allow ourselves to know how to grieve.
应该说，实际上在我们人生中，我们常常不允许自己来经历哀痛。
We look at tears and sadness as weakness.
我们把眼泪和悲伤看作是落点。
And we might have never learned that God has given grief to us.
我们可能永远没有学习到神所赐给我们的是悲伤。
That God uses grief as a way to heal us from our wounds and from our pain that we've experienced.
神赐给我们哀痛这样的情感，好让我们的伤口得医治，好让我们从我们的痛苦中恢复过来。
Grief is part of divine healing.
哀伤是神圣的治愈的一部分。
In fact, I'm not even sure if you know about this, but Jesus talks about this concept of mourning.
实际上，我不晓得大家记得吗？耶稣提到了哀痛这个概念。
And it's in one of his most commonly recognized sermons.
是在他最为人所熟知的一段。
The Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5.
在马太福音第五章。
Jesus actually says, blessed are those who, what? Mourn.
耶稣在登山宝训里说到，哀痛的人有福了。
For they shall be, what? Comforted.
因为他们必得安慰。
How does that make sense?
这是什么道理呢？
That seems like it's so upside down.
这听起来非常的，是一个颠覆性的概念。
Because blessing is God's greatest good for us.
因为祝福是神给我们最大的益处。
Blessing is receiving God's greatest good for us.
蒙福就是领受到神给我们最大的好处。
Pastor James told me to talk about this. I don't know what this is.
范长老要我讲这个字。
I just know that it's an upside down word.
但是我就知道它是贴反了。
Because I know you don't write Chinese this way.
它是颠倒了。
But it is an upside down understanding of what is this word? What is this word? Bless. Oh, my daughter knows. Yo.
这是福字。
Oh, girl.
我们把福贴到了。
This is blessing.
这是福。
But it's upside down.
但是是贴到了。
And the Chinese are onto something.
中国人想要表达一个意思。
No. Wrong. God's way of blessing is upside down from the way we would want to find blessing.
神所赐的福跟我们平常所理解的福是相反的。
Man has a way to pursue blessing.
人有自己寻求福气的方法。
Even non-Christians want blessing.
就算非信徒也想要蒙福。
But Jesus said blessing comes to those who are sad.
但耶稣说哀痛的人有福了。
How does that make sense?
这怎么可能呢？
How does God bring blessing to those who grieve?
神如何把福气赐给那些哀痛的人？
And I think today I want us to explore three ways that God brings blessings to those who grieve.
今天我想跟大家一起探讨神赐福给哀痛的人的三种方式。
Three ways of how God brings blessing, His greatest good, to those who grieve.
有三种方式，透过他们，神赐福给哀痛的、悲伤的人。
Number one, God wants me to grieve with Him.
第一种方式，神要我在痛苦中与他一同哀伤。
In my pain, in my loss, in my disappointment, God wants me to grieve with Him.
在我的痛苦、失丧或者失望当中，神要我与他一同哀伤。
You see, all throughout our life,
你看，在我们一生中，
in different seasons or times in the past of our life,
在我们人生中的不同阶段季节，
we experience loss.
我们经历损失。
The question is, how do you respond to it?
问题在于你如何应对。
Do you try to always go around the pain?
你是不是总想要绕过它？
Do you always try to skip over the pain?
跳过痛苦？
Do you try to bury the pain?
或者掩埋痛苦？
These are actually many unhealthy responses to pain.
这些都是对痛苦一些不健康的反应。
One of the most unhealthy processes in dealing with pain is to avoid it.
应对痛苦最不健康的一种反应就是试图要掩埋它。
This is when you choose, either consciously or subconsciously, to suppress your pain.
也就是说，你选择不管是有意识还是无意识的，想要压制痛苦。
Suppressing the emotion of grief is.A way to avoid pain.
压制克制啊，你的痛苦忧伤的感情就是逃避痛苦的一种方式。
And this happens as extremely when a loved one dies.
在很极端的情况下，当我们失去所爱的人的时候。
And it also happens in simple everyday instances, like when you have a really horrible day.
或者是比较小的你。有了一个比较糟糕的一天。
But what you're doing is instead of facing the pain,
那么你并不是去面对这个痛苦。
You want to find ways to bury the pain and avoid it.
相反的，你想要找一种办法来埋葬、掩埋或者是逃避痛苦。
In order to not face the pain,
为了想要避免痛苦。
And we do this all the time, by the way, you and I.
我们都常常这样做。
Some will get busy with things to do.
我们常常让自己很忙碌。
Some will find themselves going into video games.
有些人就开始打游戏。
Some will get into a very captivating new show series.
或者有人就去看那些情节很抓人的那样子的电视剧。
But all of these are ways to escape the pain.
但所有这一切都是为了逃避痛苦。
Attempts to go around the pain.
试图要绕过痛苦。
To skip over the pain.
跳过痛苦。
But all it's doing is avoiding the pain.
也就是要想要避免痛苦。
So it's suppressing the pain.
压制痛苦。
When you're going through a hard time in life.
当你在人生中经过困难的时候。
When your heart is breaking.
当你心碎的时候
God doesn't want you to go around it.
神不想要你绕过它
God doesn't want you to skip over it.
或跳过它
God doesn't want you to suppress it.
神也不要你克制它
God wants you to express it.
神相反的想要你表达它
God wants you to express your pain to him.
神想要你向他表达你的痛苦
God doesn't want you to suppress the pain.
神不想要你压制痛苦。
God wants you to express the emotional fallout of the pain in your life.
神想要你向他表达你生命中经历的损失以后的哀伤。
When you try to bury the pain,
当你试图埋葬压抑痛苦的时候
and bury the hurt inside your heart,
在你的心中来深深的埋葬你的痛苦
all it does is it eats you up.
它就会慢慢的来吞噬你。
It seems very manly and very strong to eat the pain.
你可能表面上看起来好像你很有男子气概，你可以吞下这个苦痛。
But you weren't made to eat the pain.
你想要吞下这苦痛。
But you weren't meant to eat it.
You were meant to eat it.
You are not meant to eat pain.
Okay, 你不应该要这样子去试图吞下苦痛。
Because you can't eat pain.
因为你吞不了它。
You can't win.
你赢不了。
Pain eats you.
痛苦反过来会吞
噬你。That's why when you try to push down pain,
那就是为什么当你要压制痛的时候
there are physical side effects.
你的身体上就会有一些副作用。
There are mental side effects.
心理上也有副作用。
And there are then as a result spiritual side effects.
最后你的属灵生命也会遭受副作用。
God doesn't want me to suppress the pain.
神不想要我来克制压抑痛苦。
To avoid it.
不想要我逃避它。
God has given me the emotion of grief to express it to Him.
神赐给我哀伤这样一种情绪情感，好让我能对他表达。
And to, we'll see later, express it with others.
然后我们接下来要提到，我们也要向彼此来互相表达。
The Bible is filled with beautiful examples of grief.
圣经里充满了非常美好、非常动人的哀痛的情况。
In fact, these are beautiful prayers where people are expressing the emotion of pain to God.
实际上，这些是很动人的祷告，人们向神表达他们心中的痛苦、哀伤。
We call these lament psalms.
我们把它们称为哀歌。
And the psalms are filled with different lament prayers.
这些诗篇里面充满了一些哀痛的诗歌、祷告。
We don't sing enough songs that express lament.
我们要不常看这些哀歌。
We don't even sing it.
我们不常唱它们。
We like to avoid that.
我们总想要避开它们。
But these lament psalms started with an individual, but were meant to sing as a people.
但实际上，虽然这些哀伤可能一开始是个人的，但是我们应该要一起来唱。
These psalms teach us, they model to us how to express grief.
因为这些诗歌帮助我们学习要怎么样来表达我们的哀伤悲痛。
They are showing us a way how we can walk with honesty with God.
它让我们看到我们如何诚实的与神同行。
Because sometimes even with God,We're not able to be honest.
因为有的时候，即使是跟神在一起，我们都无法诚实。
We have a very 客气 a very polite relationship with God.
我们跟神有一个很客气的关系。
没事，没事，没事，没事。No problem, no problem, no problem. God, I'm okay.
我挺好的，神。
Tell me what to do.
告诉我该做什么。
What should I just do for you?
我该为你做什么？
Seems very manly.
这看起来很有男子气概。
I don't need to cry.
我从不轻易落泪。
I need to do something.
我要做事。
God, I'm not in pain.
我不痛。
I'm here to help other people.
我在这里要帮助其他人。
See, that's very manly.
我非常有男子气。
I have no pain.
我不痛。
I don't need the emotion of pain, of grief.
我不需要这种哀伤的情绪。
I want to help other people.
我要帮助他人
because they're in pain.
因为他们在痛苦中。
This is a very common mentality, not just among men, but women as well.
这是一种很常见的心态，不单是在男人，在女人身上也有。
But lamenting.
但是哀痛。
Lamenting brings my pain to God.
把自己的伤痛带到神的面前。
Lamenting teaches me to be honest to God.
哀痛教会我如何在神面前诚实。
And the Psalms, these Psalms teach us to direct our complaints to God.
这些诗歌教我们要把我们的怨气向神表达。
See, a lot of people don't like to read these Psalms because they feel that they might be offensive to God.
你看，有许多人不喜欢读这些诗歌，因为他们觉得这对神是不是有所冒犯
？How can we complain to God？
我们怎么能够向神抱怨呢
？But actually, if you look at these lament psalms, they're full of complaints to God.
但如果你读这些哀歌，你就会发现里面充满了向神的抱怨。
Someone once said that complaining about God is rebellion and sinful.
有人曾经说过，你。抱怨神是叛逆的，有罪的。
关于神 ，right? It's like when you're talking to someone, like when I'm talking to other people, God is, why does God do this?
就是你跟别人说啊，你埋怨神，说神为什么要这样做呢
？That's a sinful attitude.
这是一个有罪的态度。
But complaining to God is lamenting, and it's healing.
但是你若是向神抱怨，却是一种哀痛，而且是疗愈的。
In every lament psalm, there's a pattern.
在每一首哀歌中都有这样一种模式。
It goes down before it goes up.
它先是下行的，然后又是上行。
Every lament psalm goes down and then up.
每一个哀歌都是先往下，再往上。
You hear the psalmist always cry this out. See, Nod your heads if these sound familiar.
你看诗人向神呼求，你可以点头，如果你觉得很熟悉的话。
They say, "Why, O Lord?"
他们说，神为何如此
？Why?
为什么
？Can we say that together? Why, O Lord?
为什么
？Why?
为什么
？How long, O Lord? Have you heard that before?
你听过吗？要到几时呢，神
？How long, O Lord?
还要多久呢
？Have you forgotten me?
你忘了我吗？
Why did you let this happen to me?
你为什么让这样的事发生在我身上
？Why?
为什么
？This is the process of walking through the valley with God.
这就是与神同行，穿过幽谷的一个过程。
Every lament psalm will walk down before you walk up.
每一首哀歌都是。我们先下行，然后再上行。
You walk downwardly before you walk out.
你向下行，直到你走出来。
Someone just said to me this week.
这周有人告诉我。
That lament, because I've talked to several brothers and sisters who are like, we need to talk about this. We need to understand this for the healing in the church.
好几位弟兄姐妹提到，我们要谈一谈哀伤，好来治愈教会。
Lamenting.Is God's process of faith.
哀痛是神在信心中的一个过程。
That leads us from pain to promise.
就是在信心中，神带领我们从苦痛走上应许。
That's walking through the valley with God.
这就是与神同行幽谷。
Where you go from pain to promise.
你从痛苦中。
Because the pattern after you see the pain is there's always a turn in the lament. There's always a turn.
当我们深陷痛苦之中的时候，哀歌里总会有一个转折点。
Because you will hear the psalmist then say,
因为你会听到诗人接下来说
they will remember who God is.
他们会想起神是谁。
It starts with why, O Lord?
一开始我们说神啊，为什么？
And then it goes into, but you, O Lord, are a shield about me. You see that in chapter 3.
在第三篇中你会看到接下来一个转折，但你耶和华是我四围的盾牌。
Why, O Lord? But I have trusted in your steadfast love.
神啊，为什么？但我倚靠你。
In chapter 42, I have cried all night, God.
我整夜哭泣啊，主。
But in you, God, I have hope, and so I can praise your name.
但是因着你，我有盼望，我还要称颂你的名。
You see, lamenting is grieving with God.
你看，哀痛是与神一起悲伤。
And God wants you to grieve with Him.
神想要你与他一同哀伤。
Lamenting is God's process of our faith.
哀痛是神为我们的让我们信心过程中的一个部分。
That leads us from pain to promise.
他会带领我们从痛苦走向应许。
And when you don't process pain through grief,
当你不用哀痛来处理痛苦的时候
when you do not know how to lament,
因为如果你不晓得如何哀伤
you remain stuck in that place of hurt.
你就会陷在那个痛苦的地步。
Did you hear that?
你听到了吗？
When you never learn to lament,
当你没有学会哀痛
You remain stuck in the past point of hurt.
你就陷在过去的痛苦当中。
And let me tell you, there are a lot of Christians stuck in hurt and pain from years and years before.
我知道有许多的基督徒都是深陷在多年积累下来的一些苦痛当中。
Because no one has given us the language or taught us that God wants us to cry out to him for him to heal us.
因为我们常常没有这样子的语言来表达，或者没有人教我们，神希望我们透过哀痛，在他的面前来表达。
Look at what Psalm 34:17 says.
我们看一下在诗篇三十四章十七节。
It says, "When the righteous cry for help."
提到了当义人呼求。
See, circle or highlight that word right there. When.
我们可以把那个字当圈起来。
See, it's when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles.
当义人呼求的时候。耶和华听见了，便救他们脱离一切患难。
It's when we cry out.
是当我们向神呼求的时候。
God gives us grief so that we can cry out to Him in our pain.
神赐给我们哀痛，是好让我们能够在苦难中向他呼求。
So when you're able to express grief,
当你能够来表达你的哀伤的时候，
That's what it is to cry out.
那就是向神呼求。
And you cry out for help.
你呼求帮助。
You are on the road to healing.
你就在通向痊愈的道路上。
That's number one.
这是第一点。
Number two.
第二点。
You know, it's interesting is that God is with you in your pain so that He can heal you.
很有意思的是，神在痛苦中与你同在，为的是要医治你。
God is very close to you in your pain.
你在痛苦中的时候，神与你非常亲密的同在。
God is very close to you in your pain.
你痛苦的时候，神靠近你。
Look at the next verse of Psalm 34, verse 18.
我们看下一节，诗篇三十四章十八节。
It says, "The Lord is near." To the brokenhearted, and saves the crushed in spirit.
经文提到耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。
Let's say that out loud. The Lord is near.
让我们说出来，耶和华靠近。
The Lord is near.
耶和华靠近。
He is near to those whose hearts have been broken.
他靠近伤心的人。
When there has been the experience of loss,
当他们经历失去的时候，
He is near.
神靠近你。
Isn't that amazing?
这是不是很奇妙？
When you are heartbroken,
当你心碎的时候，
When you experience loss,
当你经历失丧的时候，
When you are walking through the valley,
当你在行过幽谷的时候，
That is confirmation that the Lord is near to you.
你就可以确定神靠近你。
In the daytime, you don't see the stars.
你白天看不见星星。
But they're there.
但他们在那里。
You know that.
你知道。
On a bright blue day like today, you look out, you don't see the stars, but they are there.
像今天这样青天白日，你看不见星星，但他们在那里。
Yet the darker the night.
但是夜越黑。
The more you see stars clearly, isn't that true?
你就可以越清楚地看见星星。
It's only in the darkest of nights,
在最深最暗的黑夜里，
where you are very aware of the stars.
你非常清楚地感受到星星的存在。
In the same way, God is always with us.
同样的，神总是与我们同在。
But when you are walking through the valley,
但当你行过幽谷的时候，
Sometimes it takes going into the darker parts of the valley to really see the nearness of God.
有的时候我们必须要行到幽谷最黑暗的角落的时候，我们就可以那样清楚地看到神的同在。
Do you know one of the reasons why God is so near to the brokenhearted and so compassionate to those who are crushed in spirit?
为什么神那么靠近伤心的人，对那些灵性痛悔的人那么同情呢？
I don't know if you know this or not.
不知道你了解吗？
But God is a God who grieves.
但神是一位会伤心的神。
God has emotion.
神有情感。
Not in the complicated and messy way that we don't know how to process emotions, but God has emotion.
不是说像我们一样不懂得如何处理自己的这种混乱的情绪，但是神是有情感的神。
You have the ability to grieve because God grieves.
你有哀伤的能力，因为神会哀伤。
And you were created in God's image.
你是按神的形象被造的。
Trees are full of life.
树充满了生命。
Insects are full of life.
昆虫也充满了生命。
But trees were not created in the image of God.
但是树不是按神的形象所造的。
Trees and fleas are not created in the image of God.
树和跳蚤不是
按神, in English, I don't know.
Yeah, 按神的形象所造的。
Trees don't grieve.
所以树木不会哀伤。
When you trim your tree, it doesn't grieve.
当你在修剪你的树的时候，它不哀痛。
Insects don't grieve.
昆虫也不哀痛。
We grieve.
我们哀痛。
Because our God grieves.
因为神哀痛。
God is a God of emotion.
神是有情感的神。
And the Bible even tells us about God's grief in Genesis chapter 6.
圣经在创世纪第六章提到了神的哀伤。
In verse 5 of chapter 6, he says that the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
创世纪六章五节说到，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
So the Lord was sorry that he had made mankind on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart.
耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
Sometimes this passage has created a lot of misunderstanding for people.
这段经文常常造成误解。
When the Lord saw all the wickedness of humankind on the earth,
当神看见人在地上罪恶很大。
And he saw what was inside of the hearts of people.
他sorrow?
他看到神，他看到人的心里面的这个情况。
Okay.
Right.
哦，他神的神看到人心中的思想。
Right.
Thoughts.
It says that the Lord was sorry. Some translations say regretted.
这就提到神后悔。
That he regretted he made man on the earth.
他后悔造人在地上。
See, but theologically, we need to understand this.
所以我们从神学上应该理解。
God does not regret the way we do.
神的后悔跟我们的后悔不一样。
And that God does not make a mistake.
神不犯错。
So God would not feel sorry that he made a mistake.
神不是因为自己做错了后悔。
The word sorry or regret is actually used again in verse 7. And it's translated as the emotion of feeling sorry.
这个同样的字眼在第七节也用到，它翻译过来也就是后悔的情
感。In fact, this particular verb form points to an emotional response.
所以这个词呢，就指向一种情绪上的反应。
It's saying how much God grieved.
它就说神是何等的忧伤。
It's showing how sad God was.
他表现神是何等的哀痛。
Not that he made a mistake in creating man.
不是他造人造错了。
God's heart was filled with so much pain.
神的心中充满了苦痛。
Because he saw what sin had done to his most beloved and precious creation.
因为他看到罪对他所最钟爱最宝贵的创造造成的后果。
God did not make a mistake in creating man, so he felt sad.
神哀伤不是因为他造人造错了。
God's heart was filled with so much sadness when he saw what man chose to allow sin to do to themselves.
神的心中充满了忧伤，是因为他看到人容许罪在自己身上所行的。
When God sees what sin breaks in our life,
当神看到罪恶在我们生命中打碎的东西，
God grieves.
神忧伤。
God hates sin more than you and I do.
神对罪的恨恶超过你我。
Because he sees what sin does to you and I.
因为他看到罪对你我所造成的后果。
It grieves him to see what sin has done to the human race.
神看到罪恶对人类所造成的后果的时候，心中悲痛。
This is the beginning of the gospel right here.
在这里就是福音的起初。
We limit the gospel sometimes to some sort of entry ticket into heaven.
我们有时候有一种很狭隘的观念，认为福音是通往天国的门票。
And shame on us if that's all we preach.
那我们如果我们这样子讲，就太可惜了。
But when God created us,
当神创造我们的时候，
it wasn't supposed to be like this.
它不应该是像现在这样的。
It's so much more.
它要丰富得多。
When God created us, He made us completely whole.
当神创造我们的时候，他给我们创造的非常的完满，完全。
We were perfect in our physical health.
我们的身体是完全的健康。
We were perfect in our mental health.
我们的心理也是完全的健康。
We were perfectly whole in all of our relationships.
在我们各样的关系中，我们都是非常圆满。
With other people and with God.
与神与人的关系都是完美的。
In fact, the Bible gives us this picture that God walked with us.
实际上，圣经给我们一幅画面，神与我们同行。
The way that a parent loves to walk with their children.
就像爸爸妈妈喜欢和孩子同行一样。
God created us to walk alongside us.
神创造了我们，他要与我们同行。
And that we walk with one another.
我们也彼此同行。
Unbroken in relationships.
没有破碎的关系。
Unbroken in our health.
我们的健康也是完美的。
Unbroken in our mind.
我们的心理也是完美的。
But when sin entered the picture,
但当罪进入这个画面的时候，
when humankind allowed sin to come into the picture,
当人类容许罪进入，
it devastated and broke everything.
它就毁坏，损害了一切。
It was the entrance of sin that brought brokenness to our health.
因着罪的进入，我们的心就被破碎。
The introduction of illness and disease and death.
疾病和死亡也是因着罪进入世间。
It is sin that introduced brokenness in our mind, anxiety and depression.
也是因着罪，我们会头脑上有焦虑，有不安。
And mental disease.
还有心理疾病。
And it is sin that has come in to break every relationship known to humankind.
也是因着罪，我们人类一切的关系都会被破坏。
So that even the two people who ought to love an individual the most, their very own parents.
甚至是在两应该彼此最相爱的，比如父母和孩子之间。
Because of sin, it has broken that relationship.
因着罪的关系，这亲子关系也被破坏了。
So from a child's birth, they are even sinned against by their parents.
当孩子一出生的时候，他的父母可能就做一些有罪的行为。
And their parents were sinned against by their parents.
然后他们各自的父母也是对他们做
了一些事。So that even in what should be the most loving, safe place.
所以即使是在应该是最充满了爱、最安全的地方。
Sin has broken the family unit.
罪恶破损了这个家庭。
And when we are sinned against because of even our own sinful nature, we continue that pattern of sin upon other people.
那么因着我们的罪性，我们也就是继续不断的对别人也是做这些有罪的行为。
And the most precious relationship that God created us for was to have a relationship with Him.
神创造我们，让我们有的最珍贵的关系是与他的关系。
And when we chose sin, we broke relationship with God.
当我们选择罪的时候，我们就把与神的关系也打破了。
This is what God sees in verse 6.
这就是神在第六节所看到的。
And that's why his heart is broken in verse 7.
这就是为什么他在第七节心碎了。
God, when he sees what sin has done and the loss to mankind, he has an emotional response.
当神看到罪恶所做的后果，当他看到人的思想和痛楚的时候，他心中忧伤。
God grieved.
神哀痛。
Someone said that when we read this, someone told, this week told me this.
有人本周告诉我。
When we read this, it makes us think that God is always mad at us.
当我读到这里，我以为神总是对我们生气。
That God is always disappointed with us.
神总是对我们失望。
And he regrets that he made us.
所以他就后悔造了人。
You were a mistake. I shouldn't have made you.
你是我犯的错，我不应该造你。
But that misses how this verse shows how much God loves us.
但这样你就没有看见这个经节告诉我们神如何等的爱我们。
To see what sin has done to us and our relationship, it broke God's heart.
神看到罪对我们和我们的关系造成的后果的时候，他就心碎了。
It broke God's heart.
神心碎了。
Because you're only heartbroken when you lose someone or something you love.
神会心碎，因为他失去了他最爱的、所钟爱的人。
And you grieve in that loss.
你在那样的损失中忧伤。
When we were lost in sin,
当我们在罪恶中失丧的时候，
God grieved.
神忧伤。
But isn't this amazing?
但这是不是很奇妙呢？
Because when God grieves,
因为当神忧伤，
when God grieves, he puts into motion a plan to restore those whom he loves.
他就预备了一个计划，他启动了一个计划，想要修复他所爱的人。
His love is so much,
他的爱是何等的浩大，
that he sent his own son.To be the restorer.
他赐下他的爱子来作为那个修复。
Look at Isaiah 53.
我们看一下以赛亚书五十三章。
It says that Jesus, this is talking about Jesus.
这里说到耶稣。
Jesus was despised and rejected by men.
他被藐视，被人厌弃。
Jesus was a man. Look at this emotion.Of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
耶稣是多受痛苦，常经忧患。
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
And he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
And what was placed upon him was the punishment that brought us what? Peace.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
What does this tell us?
这告诉我们什么？
It tells us the difference that Jesus makes in our life.
他告诉我们耶稣在我们生命中所造成的不同。
Because when God grieves,
因为当神哀痛，
He was willing to take all our grief upon Himself.
他愿意把我们一切的苦痛担负在他的身上。
When we grieve, God grieves.
当我们哀伤，神哀伤。
When we experience pain, He experiences pain.
当我们经受痛苦，他经受痛苦。
That's why the Bible tells us that Jesus is able to sympathize with us in our weakness.
这就是为什么圣经里说到耶稣是能够体恤我们软弱的。
He was a man who felt all the sorrows that we felt.
他是一个经历我们一切痛苦的人。
When we grieve, he grieves with us.
当我们哀痛，他与我们一同哀痛。
And enabled to begin restoring everything, God was willing to put all of the punishment of sin, all of the results of sin, and place that upon the body of His Son.
为了要修复我们，为了要医治我们，神愿意把我们的一切的忧伤苦痛放在他儿子的身上。
And it says what? So that it could bring us peace.
好让我们得平安。
The word for peace here is shalom.
平安这个词是 shalom.
It means wellness.
意思是福祉。
It means well-being.
好处。
It also means wholeness.
也意味着完全。
Taking what is broken and making it whole again.
把那破碎的再一次修复完全。
That is shalom peace.
那就是 shalom 平安。
Taking what is broken and making it whole.
把破碎的再一次修复完全。
The moment that we have Jesus,
当我们有耶稣的那一刻,
we have a wholeness with God.
我们与神完全。
He restores us with God.
耶稣把我们与神的关系复原。
And when we have Jesus,
当我们有耶稣,
He begins to restore everything that sin has broken.
他就开始修复一切罪所损坏打破的东西。
But what we understand biblically is that we will not be completely made whole until after Jesus comes again.
在圣经里教导我们，只有等到耶稣的再来，我们才会完全的被修复。
Because it's only in Revelation 21 after Jesus comes again.
在启示录二十一章，耶稣再来以后。
Then he says he will make all things what new.
他要把将一切变成新的。
After all of evil, Satan, and all of sin, anything evil has been done away. It is doesn't even exist anymore.
在那时，一切的罪恶、邪恶、撒旦最造成的一切的破坏、损毁都会过去。
Then when he makes all things new,
他要把一切更新。
He says, "There, when there's a new heaven, a new earth, new body."
他说，当我们有新天新地新身体的时候
，Jesus says, "I will wipe every tear from your eye."
耶稣说，我要擦去你们一切的眼泪。
What does that mean?
这什么意思呢
？I will wipe every tear from your eye.
我要擦去你们眼中一切的眼泪。
Means you will never grieve again.
那就意味着你再也不要悲哀。
Because there's no more sin.
因为再没有罪恶
There's no more brokenness.
再没有破碎
I will make all things whole at that time.
那时候我要把一切变为完全
The good news for us
对我们的好消息是
Is that today
今天
Before Jesus comes again
在耶稣再来之前
He begins to heal
他已经开始医治
He begins to heal our sin-broken mind.
他开始医治我们被罪所破碎的头脑。
He begins to heal our sin-broken relationships.
他开始医治我们被罪所破碎的关系。
Oh, brothers and sisters, I don't have time to talk about this today.
弟兄姐妹们，我今天时间不够。
But that's what the church is.
但是这就是教会所在的意义。
And even in the church, there are so many sin-broken relationships.
就算在教会里也有许多被罪所破碎的关系。
There's so much brokenness even in our church.
就在我们教会中也有许多的破碎。
Within the family.
在家庭中。
Within the brothers and sisters.
在弟兄姐妹当中。
That God is waiting to heal.
神愿意要医治。
And God on this side of Jesus coming again, we will begin to have a taste of all of that healing.
在耶稣再来的这一边，我们要开始尝到那样医治的味道。
The Bible helps us to see that that's a taste of the things to come.
圣经告诉我们，那是将来要成美事的。
We are the only people in the whole world that has a chance to have a taste of heaven.
在全世界所有的人中，我们是唯一能够有机会尝到天国滋味的那群人。
When we grieve with God,
当我们与神一同哀痛。
When we lament with God,
当我们与神一同忧伤。
God begins the healing in our life.
神就在我们生命中开始医治。
And every area, every wound that has been broken, beginning to be made whole, is a taste of what is to come.
当我们的一切的伤口，我们的一切的悲哀开始被治愈的时候，就是我们尝到天国的滋味。
But we will never be fully healed here.
但是在这里，我们不会被完全的医治。
Never.
不会，永远不会。
Because it's just a taste.
这只是一个初尝的味道。
And this taste is enough.
但这一点味道已经足够了。
It's enough for us to want to find someone else who is broken and say, "You need to have a taste of God."
已经足够好让我们要去找到一个人他破碎我们说你要尝神的美
Your life is so damaged and so broken. You may have all the money in the world, but you are so broken. You need a taste of God's healing.
你的生命是遭受了那么多的破碎和损害你也许很有钱但是你的生命需要尝到主恩的美善
So much so that Jesus says all the nations need to hear of this.
这救恩是如此的美善耶稣说所有的国都要听到
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
God is doing something within our church.
神在我们的教会当中动工
Our tendency is to want to go around it.
我们总是倾向于想要绕过去
Our tendency is to want to just skip that part of life.
我们倾向于跳过人生那一段
But God wants us to knowI want to walk with you through the valley because walking through the valley is my process of healing you.
但是神想要我们知道他要与我们一同行过幽谷因为他与我们同行一同哀痛就是治愈的过程。
To lead you from the pain to the promise.
要带领你从痛苦走向应许。
Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
We just want to take our whole church, all of our brothers and sisters, and just lift ourselves into your hands, God.
我们全教会每一位弟兄姐妹，我们要把我们自己交托仰望在你的手中。
Sometimes we want to be a church that's on the move.
我们常常希望我们的教会是一个有行动性的教会。
We want to be soldiers fighting in the battle.
我们想要成为你为你征战的士兵。
But Lord, just like a battle, sometimes a soldier cannot fight efficiently if he's wounded.
但是就像在战场上，一个战士他如果受伤了，就不能够很有效地继续征战。
Oh Lord,
主啊
let us know the areas of wound and brokenness in our life that needs healing from you.
让我们看到我们生命中的那些伤口，那些破碎，我们需要得到你的医治。
Let us.Sometimes not rush to the next step.
让我们不要总是匆匆忙忙要走下一步。
Because even a king took time to sit and lament before his God.
因为就算是王君王，他也要花时间在神的面前要哀伤，要苦痛。
So Lord, would you teach us how to lament and to be healed by you?
主啊，求你教导我们如何哀痛，如何被你医治。
We believe that you are working and doing something.
我们相信你在动工。
We may not know exactly what that is.
我们可能不知道那具体是什么。
But we trust that you are good.
但是我们相信你是美善的。
And you make no mistakes.
你从不犯错。
Never make a mistake.
你永不犯错。
So Lord, you are worthy of our praise.
所以主啊，你配得我们的赞美。
You take all of our brokenness.
你把我们一切的破碎。
You take everything that is lost.
把我们一切的失丧。
And you restore it.
全部复原。
For our good.
为了我们的益处。
And for your glory.
也为了你的荣耀。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.